So we have hasid. And hasid means the envier. It is ism fa'il. Notice when Allah uses nouns versus when he uses verbs. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses verbs, it indicates an action that someone is doing, but it might not be an essential, unchanging quality that they have. Okay? When Allah uses nouns, it means that this is an essential quality that this person has. It is like jamid, it is like thabit, right? So when Allah says hasidin, it is the envier. It is somebody who is gripped with envy. Somebody who envy is a consistent, relentless part of what they do. They are in the clutches of envy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have had us ask for protection from many things. And a few things are mentioned in Falaq. So he chooses very specific things. One of them is this, envy. Why envy? Why not like murderers? Why not like, you know, burglars? Why not like, you know, genocide cheerleaders who teach at Columbia University? I don't know. No, he had us ask for protection from the envious. And it's really interesting because envy within the Quran is, it's almost like a meta sin. It's a sin that leads to many, many other types of sins. The first story that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah is the story of Adam alayhi salam and Iblis. And essentially, the story of Iblis is a story of envy and jealousy. Why does Iblis reject Allah's commandment? Why does Iblis, after having been raised due to his own merit to be hanging out with the angels, why does he go through the fall and become so disgraced, al-rajim? Because of his envy of Adam alayhi salam. And the pride that he demonstrates in other of the surahs like Surah Al-A'raf and other places where he says, how can I bow to this one? I'm better than him. I'm created of fire. He's only created from clay, etc., etc. Now, the other interesting thing is that why do you think after telling the story of Adam and Iblis, Adam alayhi salam and Iblis, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes right to the story of Bani Israel and most of the surahs taken up with the story of Bani Israel. Because Bani Israel is also affected with hasad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says elsewhere in the Quran that the reason many of the people of previous prophetic nations have disbelieved in the Quran and disbelieved and rejected and denied the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is because they're jealous, is because of their envy, that they thought that they were special, God's chosen people, children of the light, you could say, because God gave them revelation and prophets at a certain point in history, without realizing that the point of being given revelation is to follow God's guidance whenever and wherever it comes. And so if a new prophet or a new revelation emerges, I should say a new prophet emerges or a new revelation is sent down, your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that you follow that guidance, you follow that prophet, whether he's from you or not, whether it's from your chosen group of people or somebody outside. But if you are in the clutches of jealousy and in the clutches of envy, that becomes impossible. You can't do it. You can't bring yourself to do it. You will be prevented from following the truth because the jealousy and the envy has wrecked your heart. And so it's a big deal, which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has us. قُلْ وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. You say it. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection from the envier when they envy. Abdullah asks, do you think there is a relationship between envy and bigotry? Absolutely. Absolutely. The coward and the person who is envious at the end of the day is prone to this sort of totalitarian streak. They can't tolerate any sort of difference. And we see that play out over and over and over again. Yeah, Sada, Iblis was the first bigot, technically. And by bigot, we mean you're taking characteristics that are not chosen, you don't have any control over, and you're claiming supremacy based off of them. So this is Zionism, right? Zionism is a specific example of this. How can you heal your heart from jealousy? There are several ways. One of them is to spend time with people who are lower than you. Spend time with the poor. Spend time with those who are injured in such a way where it is a debilitating, permanent injury, paralyzed people, things like this. Spend time in their service, okay? Because at the end of the day, jealousy is tied to ingratitude. And so if we're jealous of somebody else, we're not grateful for the ni'mah and the ni'am, the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, make sure that you do not look to those people who are above you, look to those below you, so that you do not belittle Allah's blessings. So spending time with people who are worse off than you is extremely important. Serving, khidmah, is the second thing. Serving people, and that could be serving people in your home, in your extended family, in your neighborhood, at your mosque, whatever it is, spending your time in service is one of the most important humbling things that's out there. Yes, 100%. So Seamus brings up a point that when it comes to not being grateful, it's also not trusting Allah's qadr and your own nasib. What is your rizq? What has Allah decreed for you? You're basically saying you're not happy with it, right? And this is, I mean, bil munasibah, right? Like we're talking about, some sins are like meta sins, like sins of the heart, and they can trickle down to other sins. People who resort to magic, people who resort to sorcery and fortune telling and black magic, what's the vast majority of people, what are they motivated by to do such a thing? They're not happy with Allah's decree for them. They're not, usually with a relationship or with kids or with a job or something like that. They're not content with what Allah has decreed for them, and they want more, or they want different. We can also make sure we make dua. Thank you very much. I forgot that one. Make dua for the one that you're jealous for. Excellent. Very good. Abdullah says, is there a healthy kind of jealousy? Like, I wish I was more like so-and-so. Yes, the Prophet ﷺ actually said that jealousy is permissible with two things. With the Quran, right? So you're able to be like, man, I wish I was a hafid like that guy. I wish I could recite like that guy. And with someone who spends wealth in the way of Allah, someone who spends wealth in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes, in charity and the like, that you can say, oh, I wish that I was wealthy like him, so that I could spend my money in the way that he spends it, so that I could help the ummah, so that I could, you know, feed the poor, this sort of thing.